name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaims the connection between sin and bodily sickness. As we have said before many times, this does not mean that every specific sin brings about a specific consequence of illness. Was the paralytic afflicted in this way because of something specific that he had done? We do not know. What we do know is that this man had exhibited great patience, faith, and effort in going to the sheep's pool each year when an angel of the Lord stirred the waters, thus making God's healing mercies available. The sheep's pool had been built by King Solomon. It was called the sheep's pool because the sacrificial lambs were washed there before being offered to God. This poor man was sick. availed himself of the healing mercies of God when he knew they were available. This is the extent of what he could do. His faith and patience had not gone unnoticed by God, and we see God's sovereign power over illness unequivocally displayed here in the healing of the paralytic. The Lord knew that the paralytic wanted to be healed. So when he asked the question, "Dost thou want to be made well?" he was not being cruel. He was not being sarcastic. And he certainly was not being unknowledgeable about what this man desired. But what he wanted to do was let everybody that was there see his faith, see this man's predisposition to pursue the healing mercies of God. This was all put on display. His patience, his trust, his belief in God, the grace and power of the paralytic exhibited before all of those who were watching. So our Lord Jesus not only brought relief to this man's suffering, but he also revealed these virtues possessed by this man who seemingly was an image of hopelessness and despair, but in fact was an exemplary model of one who looked to God in faith, hope, and love through his affliction. This same grace and power of our Lord to heal and overcome sickness and death is shown in our epistle today, when our patron, the holy, glorious, and all laudable Apostle Peter, healed Ananias, who had a palsy for 8 years, and raised Tabitha from the dead. Just as God in his providence made his healing mercies available at the sheep's pool, so he also poured out his grace in his body, the church. And that grace and those healing mercies are available here in the church in a particular way. The Spirit of God moves where it will, when it will. He heals any way he wants to, and there are many ways he heals. But we know the predominant vehicle of that healing is in the sacramental life of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. All of the things that we do sacramentally in the church, these are not just ceremonial things that we do. Everything that we do is about the life of God being brought to bear on our infirmities. Sickness is, sin itself is sickness. It is the illness of the soul. So God's aim here, and it always, is to bring about healing for you and for me and for all of mankind. But we have to desire that. We have to want that. We have to pursue that. We have to be willing to wait on that. We have to do our part faithfully. There's nothing automatic about it. And this is certainly seen in today's gospel with this faithful paralytic who ended up never having to get in the water at all. And the Lord healed him. Yes, our fallen nature is sullied by many afflictions. Some of these we bring on ourselves, and some are endemic to our corrupted human nature. But the healing grace and mercy of God is greater by far than these. So I ask you today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are we seeking God and His healing mercies where they can be found? Are we drawing near, not once or twice or whenever we feel like it, but on a regular basis, a rhythmic basis, to the grace and mercy of God? Do we acknowledge our need for that? Not just every once in a while, but continually, perpetually, living in the life, the resurrected life of Christ that is made available in this pool, the church, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the body of Christ. May the grace of God and His mercy be with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.